Chapter 9. Nightless City 3. The Danger of Unrevealing Everything. Several things happen at once. Wei Wuxian tackles Wen Chao to the ground before he tries to do something else to Mian Mian. Lan Wangji immediately moves to Mian Mian's side, his medkit already out. Jiang Cheng vehemently kicks the brand out of Wen Chao's grasp. "Are you all right, Competitor Luo?" he shouts. "I'm fine," she calls back, as Lan Wangji offers her a spark of spiritual energy. "Thank you." Satisfied, Wei Wuxian pins Wen Chao against the cavern floor by the throat, raising his fist threateningly. "Time yourself out," he hisses. "Why?" spits Wen Chao. "Are you really in a position to fight anything?" demands Wei Wuxian, nodding towards Wen Chao's hand, which still has an arrow sticking out of it at an odd angle. With a vicious wave of anger, Wei Wuxian moves his hand to the arrow shaft. "Time yourself out, or the blood from your hand will be used to lure the beast." "I broke no rules. I didn't actually hurt her," says Wen Chao. "What about her friends?" "They fell into the river," says Wen Chao, feigning innocence. "Those rocks are so slippery, after all." "He pushed them!" Mian Mian screams. Wei Wuxian sees red. "Time yourself out," he grinds out, his hand pressing harder onto the arrow shaft. Wen Chao spits in his face. "Make me," he says. Wei Wuxian wipes the spittle from his face before yanking the arrow out as fast as he can. The blood, which previously had only been trickling from the wound, now gushes out rapidly towards the pool. The eerie green churns into vibrant scarlet. Wei Wuxian quickly clambers off of Wen Chao, leaving him by the side of the pool, just as the cave begins to vibrate. Then, with an almighty explosion, a massive black figure's head bursts from the islet in the middle of the pool. Its golden eyes glow menacingly as it latches onto Wen Chao's leg, causing him to howl in even more pain. And despite Wen Chao slamming his timeout button as fast as possible, the monster still manages to drag him, kicking and screaming, into the waters below. Then the cavern falls silent once again, before Nie Huaisang squeaks, "What in Nua's stones was that?" "It looked like a turtle, but with a really long neck," adds Jiang Cheng.
"It must be a demon form, Xuan Wu," says Lan Wangji. "There are legends about Qishan suffering from the attacks of such a creature. No wonder we were allowed to use special weapons. It was said to have consumed over 1 million souls."
No, fuck this shit. I'm out," says Nie Huaisang. "Competitor Luo, you coming?" Mian Mian swallows. "I can fight," she says, just as the pool vibrates again. Clearly unsatisfied with its last meal, the Xuan Wu bursts out again, causing the remaining cultivators to scatter. Its long, snake-like neck chases them through the cavern, snapping up stray competitors left and right. Mian Mian barely avoids its snapping beak as Nie Huaisang tugs her towards the mouth of the cave. "I'm staying here," she insists. "The sun's setting. There'll be plenty of corpses outside," Nie Huaisang retorts. "You really want to go the same way as Wen Chao?" "Bold of you to assume I'll get eaten," she snaps. A couple other competitors zoom past them on their swords, just as the Xuan Wu starts to knock down the entrance to the cave. Mian Mian drops Huaisang's hand. "Go," she yells. Nie Huaisang doesn't need to be told twice. He immediately vanishes, just before the cave entrance collapses entirely, blocking everyone else in. Now the only light in the place is coming from the eerie green lake. It extends out almost indefinitely into the vast darkness of the cavern. Wei Wuxian lights up a talisman as Mian Mian checks her knives and sword with grim determination. "Well, I guess we're going to have to find another way out," Jiang Cheng says. Lan Wangji hums, pointing at a maple leaf bobbing against the bank.
"There was no maple tree at the entrance," he explains. "There must be another way, though it may be underwater."
"Through the Xuan Wu," adds Wei Wuxian,
Jiang Cheng, you and I can dive in and scout for it. Everyone else, stay out of trouble.
Rich coming from you, says Su Shi dryly.
Wei Wuxian sticks out his tongue at him before looking at Jiang Cheng, who nods. Together, the two of them strip down to their briefs. Mian Mian squeaks and promptly turns her back. Wei Wuxian can feel Lan Wangji's gaze against his shoulder blades.
Wei Ying,
the other boy manages, his voice slightly hoarse.
Yeah?
Wei Wuxian asks, staring resolutely ahead at the pool, even as his stomach dives and his heart races.
Come back quickly, says Lan Wangji.
Wei Wuxian hopes his hair covers the flush in his ears as he dives into the water. Wei Wuxian's proof, Lan Wangji is as gay as the 4th of July. Photo series. Screenshots of the 50th World Night Hunting Championships livestream, where Lan Wangji's eyes briefly widen as Wei Wuxian strips in front of him. I rest my case. GIF of Phoenix Wright, looking victorious. Lan Wangji's picture of Hold It! From Phoenix Wright. That shocked reaction proves nothing. Lan Wangji could have been just as shocked at seeing sudden nudity. We all know his neighborhood in Chai is notorious for its thousands of rules. Photo series. Screenshots of some of Cloud Recess's Homeowners Association rules. GIF of Miles Edgeworth reading from his notes. As you can see, the community of Cloud Recesses has some of the strictest rules in all of Gusu, including such things as no animals allowed in the gardens, no open containers of alcohol in public, no establishments within the community are allowed to serve alcohol, no profanity in the gardens, no running in the gardens, no walking, sitting, or lying down on the grass in the gardens, no public nudity. That last one implies strongly that Lan Wangji is not accustomed to seeing people strip in front of him, as he has grown up in this neighborhood all his life. GIF of Miles Edgeworth, resting his case. Wei Wuxian's objection from Phoenix Wright. GIF of Phoenix Wright, making an objection. That list of rules only applies to public conduct. Lan Wangji and Lan Xichen share an apartment. It is not unreasonable to suggest that they may have seen each other in states of undress at times. Additionally, as with many other comp cult athletes in Chai, Lan Wangji trains during the off-season at the Chai Municipal Cultivational Grounds, which has a locker room. What frequently happens in locker rooms? Public nudity. Nothing further. Phoenix Wright, resting his case. Hashtag, does Lan Wangji is gay? Hashtag, comp cult. Hashtag, 40WNC. Hashtag, Wangxian. The water is lukewarm at best, murky with the debris of a million corpses. The pool itself is also deeper than expected, so the boys quickly split to search. Jiang Cheng swims on ahead, while Wei Wuxian keeps an eye on the beast slumbering in its shell. He has to resurface for air sooner than Jiang Cheng, clambering to shore quickly. Mian Mian draws something onto her hands and claps, causing a spark of fire to hover between her palms, and holds it out to help him dry off. Thanks, says Wei Wuxian, but no sooner has the words left his mouth does the islet begin to tremble again. Everyone on shore dives for cover, as the Xuan Wu's head lurches right where Mian Mian and Wei Wuxian had been just seconds before. It's attracted to fire, too, breathes Mian Mian before frowning. Where's competitor Jiang?
Still swimming, says Wei Wuxian, just as Jiang Cheng's head breaks through the water with a loud gasp.
The Xuan Wu, sensing an intruder, immediately heads for him.
No!
Mian Mian screams, flinging her fire into the opposite side of the cavern. The Xuan Wu goes immediately, distracted by the light, and Jiang Cheng hurriedly scrambles on shore and grabs his clothes.
There's a crack at the bottom of the pool, he says,
It seems to lead out to the river.
How wide is it? Asks Wei Wuxian. How many people can get through it?
About 6 at a time, says Jiang Cheng. But wouldn't it be better if we defeated the Xuan Wu together and then escaped?
How do you propose we do that? Demands Su Shi.
The Xuan Wu retreats into its shell when it's resting, explains Wei Wuxian. We can probably assume some of the parts inside the shell are delicate. If we can get inside the shell, we could kill it that way.
Court assassination,
adds Lan Wangji suddenly, gesturing to the Guqin he still has strapped to his back.
Wait, no way, says Jiang Cheng. I thought that move only existed in spy movies.
My great-grandmother used it in her capacity as an allied spy in the last world war, replies Lan Wangji seriously. It really is a technique practiced by my family for centuries.
So James Bond learned court assassination from a little old lady in Gusu?
Wei Wuxian whistles.
Good on Granny.
Lan Wangji stares, almost incredulously, at him before continuing.
If I string the cords to capture the Xuan Wu as it tries to escape, I will be able to decapitate the beast. Zijian could potentially speed along the process.
Su Shi frowns. And the rest of us? He asks.
You could help attack from inside its shell, suggests Wei Wuxian. Or you could try to get out.
At that moment, the Xuan Wu spots them again and lunges with a roar. Mian Mian draws another fire talisman, but this time Wei Wuxian helps her enlarge it into a pillar almost 6 feet tall. They throw it at the beast, causing it to shrink away from the light. Wei Wuxian looks back at Su Shi, who seems to be seriously debating whether to stay or go.
This is your last chance, he shouts. Stay and fight with us or get out.
Su Shi runs. At the far end of the pool, he seems to pause for a moment, before taking out his bow and firing off an arrow. However, in the beast's thrashing and his own apparent nervousness, the shot flies wide, lodging itself in Mian Mian's shoulder instead. She screams and stumbles, her fire going out almost immediately. There's a flash of blue-white spiritual energy, and Su Shi's timeout flare bursts into the cavern, distracting the Xuan Wu long enough for Wei Wuxian to bring Mian Mian back to the group.
You need to get out of here, says Jiang Cheng, rifling through the remnants of Lan Wangji's medkit.
I'm going to break the shaft so it doesn't get in the way when we swim, but we have to keep that wound plugged or else the blood will attract the monster when we're getting out, okay?
You're coming with me?
Mian Mian asks, her eyes sparkling with tears of pain.
Yeah, says Jiang Cheng,
clearly trying to calm the flush in his own cheeks as he focuses on snapping off the arrow shaft. You need medical attention. I think these two idiots have the situation handled.
Yeah, don't worry about us, says Wei Wuxian, clapping Lan Wangji on the shoulder.
Lan Wangji flinches. Besides, continues Jiang Cheng, I'm a better swimmer.
Mian Mian nods, her cheeks rosy in the green light of the pool.
Okay, she says, before venturing to the water's edge, with Jiang Cheng beside her.
Take care, you two.
She reaches into her Tianquan bag and tosses them a small satchel. There's some extra medicinal herbs in there, and you two need it more than I do.
You are the one who's shot, Wei Wuxian points out.
You are the one about to kill a monster, Mian Mian retorts. She nods at Jiang Cheng as soon as their feet hit the water, and Wei Wuxian quickly turns to shoot out another fire talisman in order to distract the Xuan Wu from their escape.
Su Shi, humbled, dives in after them.
Then the only ones left in the cavern are Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji.
Xuan, Lan Wangji Kinney. Han Yusu Wus. When Su Snake gets timed out for being a sabotaging idiot. Hashtag 50WNC. Hashtag comp cult. GIF of Michael Jackson saying, I love this song. Starry Night at Jiangstan. God, I was having such a great year before I remembered it was hashtag comp cult season, and the hashtag light brigade are out in full force again. Xuan, Lan Wangji Kinney. At Han Yusu Wus. At Jiangstan. At this rate, we're going to have our own little rivalry. Except instead of hate flirting, we're just going to fucking murder each other. Xuan, Lan Wangji, Kinney. At Han Yu Zuus. Photo. Screenshot showing that at Jiangstan has blocked their account. This is the best day of my life. Hashtag murdered. The Xuan Wu, after thrashing angrily in the water for a couple minutes in an attempt to get back to the fleeing competitors, finally gives up and retreats to its shell to sulk and bide its time. Back on the shore, the sound of dripping water against the pool is the loudest thing in the cavern for a long while. Then Wei Wuxian opens his mouth. "So," he begins.
"We do not need to begin the process immediately," says Lan Wangji. "It must be getting late. We should rest."
They retreat into the shadows of the cavern, taking shelter behind a series of stalagmites and stalactites. Wei Wuxian gathers some leaves and debris as kindling for another fire talisman, setting out his bedroll and Qiangquan bag nearby. "You hungry?" he asks, taking out a ration pack. "Jiang Cheng and I caught some fish earlier, so I'm not really hungry myself. You can have this."
"I have my own," says Lan Wangji bluntly, taking out a water bottle from his own bag.
Wei Wuxian laughs, tearing open his ration pack. "Okay, suit yourself." The flames dance across Lan Wangji's face, highlighting the smudges of dirt and blood on his clothing, the scrapes and bruises on his skin.
"You're hurt,"
Wei Wuxian realizes, his gaze falling to Lan Wangji's leg. "Isn't your leg still recovering?"
"It could be worse," mutters Lan Wangji, looking down at his hands. "I do not require medical attention."
"You are bleeding through your clothes," Wei Wuxian points out. "Take off your pants." Lan Wangji splutters before he can catch himself.
"Excuse me?"
"Your pants," repeats Wei Wuxian. "Look, if it makes you feel better, I'll do it too." He starts to undo the zipper on his own trousers, but Lan Wangji seizes his wrist, shaking his head vehemently.
"I can do it,"
he grinds out, and Wei Wuxian makes a big show of not looking down until Lan Wangji tells him his trousers are off. Sure enough, his legs are covered in bruises and lacerations, probably from one of the many times when the Xuan Wu had pursued them through the cavern.
"Okay, wow," says Wei Wuxian, taking out the antiseptic pads. "I don't know how many of these I can clean, but I'll get to as many of them as I can."
Lan Wangji bites down a hiss as the antiseptic touches the first wound.
"You may have similar injuries," he points out.
Wei Wuxian suspects he does, considering the Xuan Wu had singled him out a couple of times. "I'll live," he says dismissively. "I just wish I could have done more for Mian Mian." He chuckles, though, as he takes out some of the herbs from the sachet she'd given them. "So helpful. I'll have to thank her properly when we get out of this."
"Harass her properly, you mean?"
mutters Lan Wangji. Wei Wuxian raises an eyebrow.
"You jealous of me?"
he teases.
"Ridiculous," scoffs Lan Wangji. "You were also quite cruel to competitor Wen earlier."
"He deserved it," replies Wei Wuxian. "You didn't hear the way he talked to her in the forest. It took all of my willpower not to punch him back there."
"I do not doubt he deserved it," says Lan Wangji. "I only fear potential reprisal from his father."
"You are not the one who bled him out for the Xuan Wu to find," Wei Wuxian finishes dabbing antiseptic on Lan Wangji's wounds and starts to poultice the bigger ones with Mian Mian's herbs. "I can take whatever they send my way. I'm a big boy now." After a moment of consideration, he chuckles and adds, "It's Jin Zixuan I'd be more worried about. I don't think that peacock has known a day of hardship in his life. If he ends up in a Qishan prison for shooting Wen Chao in the hand..." Lan Wangji hums.
"This time last year, you said you would sooner gouge your eyes out than sit in a hot spring with Jin Zixuan."
he points out. This time last year, Jin Sichuan didn't give up his place in the competition to save someone else, replies Wei Wuxian. He has more balls than I gave him credit for, I'll admit.
But not enough for a Qishan prison,
Lan Wangji remarks. Wei Wuxian laughs. If Wen Rohan knows what's good for him, he won't do something as stupid as lock up the heir to the Jin family. I mean, they're the biggest landlords in Lunling, and probably have more money than the Heavenly Emperor. They would bury his country in lawyers if they needed to.
I am aware, agrees Lan Wangji. Still, that leaves you vulnerable.
I can handle it, repeats Wei Wuxian, and wonders if he's imagining the brief flicker of pain dancing across Lan Wangji's face at that admission. They're quiet for a moment, as Lan Wangji primly tucks into his ration pack, and Wei Wuxian finishes poulticing and bandaging his legs. The only things audible are the crackle of the fire nearby and the mad pounding of Wei Wuxian's heart. If he lets his fingers linger a little longer against Lan Wangji's skin, well, that's a secret he'll take to his grave. After all, Lan Wangji's heart belongs elsewhere, and all Wei Wuxian can have are these brief, stolen moments in the heat of competition. I don't think we've ever been completely alone during competition, except for that first night during my first worlds, he remarks. Lan Wangji hums in agreement, but says nothing else as he continues to eat. Wei Wuxian suspects he's not used to mealtime conversations. It's weird, though. At the time, I found you so insufferable. I mean, you're still kind of stuck up, but in a fun way, you know? Lan Wangji raises an eyebrow.
I know you have a sense of humor now, says Wei Wuxian. It's just buried deep down inside. That's why you're so fun to tease, Lan Arguga. I really don't mean much by it.
He doesn't know why he's saying all this. It's not the best place or time, not by a long shot. But Lan Wangji is here, giving him his undivided attention. And even if the rest of the world is watching on the other end of some hidden camera, at least he'll have a witness for whatever comes next. So, tell me, would you rather go on a date with Mian Mian? Competitor Luo, whatever. Or that government agent you were so mad about the other day? Lan Wangji stares at him, almost dumbfounded.
Why? He asks.
Wei Wuxian shifts closer, nudging him. I saw you on the bank, though you ran off the minute those girls saw you. Spying on innocent young women, are we? For shame, Han Guanjun!
I was not, insists Lan Wangji.
Well, I can't help but come to these conclusions, since you never told me if you were into girls or not. Lan Wangji's expression grows pained at that.
Shut up, he mutters.
Wei Wuxian laughs. Struck a nerve? He teases. Lan Wangji reaches for his gutin.
If I play you a song, would you shut up? He wonders.
Wei Wuxian grins. Depends on the song, he replies. Lan Wangji arches an eyebrow before starting to play. It's the love song from last banquet. The melody echoes through the cavern, amplifying the haunting beauty of the piece. Wei Wuxian's heart feels full just listening to it, watching the flickers of firelight grace Lan Wangji's dancing fingers.
Is this enough of an answer for you?
Wonders Lan Wangji quietly. Wei Wuxian smiles. They're very lucky, you know, he says, leaning against a stalagmite. Lan Wangji raises an eyebrow at him. Whoever you wrote this for, he adds. Lan Wangji hums.
Indeed, he says, before dancing back into the song. Rest, Wei Ying.
And Wei Wuxian does, in spite of himself. The Smallest Pickle, at PickleDDD. Thank you, God and Game Masters, for this. Hashtag Wangxian Feast. Praying Hands Emoji. Hashtag 50WNC. Hashtag comp cult. Meme of Gordon Ramsay. The caption says, delicious,
Finally, some good fucking food.
When Wei Wuxian wakes again, Lan Wangji is already awake, unstringing his guqin and tying the strings together with a single-minded determination.
Anything happen?
He asks, yawning. Lan Wangji shakes his head, groping through his bag for his rations. Wei Wuxian groans when he can't find anything. Lan Wangji wordlessly hands him his ration pack. Wei Wuxian takes it, a little guiltily.
Are you sure?
He asks. Lan Wangji nods.
Really?
I do not require as much sustenance as others,
he replies. Wei Wuxian tears the package open and bites in. Somehow the taste of synthesized proteins and vitamins magically turns into a delicious Michelin-starred meal in his mouth.
Thank you,
he chokes out in between bites.
Please swallow before you talk, replies Lan Wangji.
By the time Wei Wuxian finishes eating, Lan Wangji has tied together his guqin strings into one extremely deadly cord. Together they venture back to the banks of the pool, glowing green as ever in the dark cavern. The black islet of the Xuanwu's shell trembles with the sound of its underwater snores, small bubbles occasionally rising to the surface.
Ready?
Asks Wei Wuxian. Lan Wangji nods curtly, whipping the cord across a stalagmite. The stalagmite cracks immediately, causing a shiver to run down Wei Wuxian's spine.
All right.
He shoulders their remaining arrows, sheathes his sword, and dives into the murky water. The inside of the Xuanwu's shell smells like decay and despair, worse than every landfill and dumpster Wei Wuxian has ever scavenged through as a young orphan. He valiantly chokes down the urge to vomit as he sloshes through the muck of decomposing bodies to reach the sensitive membranes ringing the Xuanwu's neck. The Game Masters have truly outdone themselves with this experience. Wei Wuxian has his suspicions that Lan Xichun and Nie Mingtui are responsible for this 50th competition special. Once at the membranes, Wei Wuxian stabs a small bundle of arrows into the Xuanwu, startling it awake with pain. It screams, golden red eyes searching wildly for the cause of its agony, before landing squarely on Wei Wuxian.
Well, shit.
The Xuanwu opens its foul mouth, fangs bared and dripping with blood, and snaps him up. As Wei Wuxian slides into its throat, his timeout counter begins to beep. With a growl, he unsheathes Suibian, stabbing it into the Xuanwu's throat, both to keep himself from sliding down the Xuanwu's esophagus, and as part of the plan.
Come on, Lanchan!
The counter beeps faster and faster as the countdown continues. Wei Wuxian lodges his wrist into the Xuanwu's throat as well, holding on for dear life, especially as the monster, unable to swallow and still racked with pain, shoots its neck out of the shell. The counter times out, but the flare flies into the throat of the monster, causing a torrential of infernal air to blow past Wei Wuxian as the Xuanwu screams in pain. There's the sound of a thrum. Lan Wangji has struck, and the cord is pulled taut. Wei Wuxian isn't sure how long he managed to hold onto his sword. He's not even sure when Lan Wangji finally managed to decapitate the creature. All he knows is that one minute he's in foul-stenched darkness, clinging for dear life onto Suibian's hilt, and the next he's fallen into a set of strong arms, and a deep, familiar voice is whispering his name as he drifts into unconsciousness. Photo. Lan Wangji covered in grime and blood, standing at the mouth of Xuanwu's cave, with the equally grimy but unconscious Wei Wuxian in his arms. F yeah, night hunting. Lan Wangji carries Wei Wuxian out of the cave of the Xuanwu of Slaughter. Link, 50th World Night Hunting Championships. Bowl deep finish. Something tells me this photo's gonna become iconic. Goat skeleton art. La Pietà 2. Comp cult boogaloo. A ghost of Michelangelo, probably. Hashtag 50WNC. Hashtag comp cult. Hashtag Wangxian. Hashtag Wei Wuxian. Hashtag Lan Wangji. Hashtag It really does look like one of those Pieta paintings. Don't at me. Wei Wuxian wakes to the sound of his mobile notifications going off. With a groan, he reaches towards the nightstand and mutes his phone, before rubbing the sleep out of his eyes. Please tell me the banquet hasn't started yet, he says to the infirmary in general. There's the sound of scurrying footsteps, followed by a firm thump of someone hitting his chest. He looks down to see a black stuffed rabbit, red eyes shining under the bright lights. Jiang Cheng pulls up a chair next to him, scowling, as Wei Wuxian raises the hospital bed into a sitting position. He spots Wen Qionglin, lurking out past the privacy curtain. Well, he asks Jiang Cheng, as he moves the rabbit to the nightstand. How'd we do? You got second, despite timing out just before the Xuan Wu was killed, replies Jiang Cheng. Probably because you were found stabbing it from the inside. Lan Wangji carried you out of the cave. The photo of him doing so went viral. Wei Wuxian laughs as he consults his mobile. It does look a bit like a Renaissance painting, he says, looking at the photo. There's definitely something reverent in Lan Wangji's expression as he looks down at his unconscious form. You lost by about half a point, adds Jiang Cheng. I'm third, and Luo Qingyang, Mian Mian, is fourth. Oh, good for her, Wei Wuxian claps. What about Wen Chao? He was in the lead earlier. Earlier feels like a lifetime ago, somehow. Well, there was a bit of a fuss about what you did to him in the cave, says Jiang Cheng. But Dad and the Jin family had some firm words with the Qishan authorities. You're not getting arrested or any of that, but you're both getting kicked out of the country tomorrow morning and declared persona non grata for 5 years. Like that's going to be a serious blow to my travel plans, sniffs Wei Wuxian. Honestly, I'm pretty excited to leave. Though there's some things I will miss, of course. He waves Wen Qionglin closer. The young government minder flushes as he approaches the bed. I'm sorry, I tried to argue for your good character as much as I could, he says. It's all right, says Wei Wuxian cheerily. Since I can't come back to visit you for 5 years, you'll have to try to get out of the country to visit me instead.
And there's always something to do at Lotus Pier, agrees Jiang Cheng.
And the girls are very pretty, adds Wei Wuxian.
Wen Qionglin opens his mouth to reply, but at that moment, Dr. Wen arrives, a clipboard firmly tucked in her arms.
Wen Ying, what are you doing here? She asks.
I was supervising competitor Wei before the competition, so I thought I'd come and say hi, replies Wen Qionglin.
I see. Dr. Wen clucks her tongue before starting to run through what's on her clipboard, occasionally poking and prodding Wei Wuxian to ensure his body is giving the correct responses.
How many fingers am I holding up? She adds, holding up four fingers.
Four, says Wei Wuxian.
And who's the current president of Qishan?
A dictatorial megalomaniac,
replies Wei Wuxian with a sigh.
Sounds about right for someone about to get kicked out of an entire country at the tender age of 18,
mutters Dr. Wen, hanging the clipboard at the foot of the bed.
I'll give you a clean bill of health under the condition that you actually rest for an hour before you leave.
When's the banquet? Asks Wei Wuxian.
Not for a couple more hours, replies Wen Qionglin.
Wei Wuxian groans, lowering his bed again.
Okay, fine. I'll sleep now then. Good night, everyone. See you at the banquet.
Jiang Cheng splutters in indignation at that, but Wei Wuxian ignores him as he closes his eyes and pretends to snore until his bedside grows quiet. Wangxian underscore fans.
He used the hashtag he ships it too! Scream emoji, sobbing emoji.
Hashtag Wangxian, hashtag 50WNC, hashtag compcult. Quoted text. At Lan Xichen Official,
bunny emoji, hashtag 50WNC, hashtag Wangxian, hashtag comp cult. Photo, a black stuffed rabbit with red eyes. Precisely an hour later, Wei Wuxian opens his eyes, grabs his rabbit and other belongings, and leaves the infirmary in search of the Jiang siblings. They meet him at reception as he signs off on his release paperwork before following them to the taxi back to the hotel. "Who gave me this, by the way?" wonders Wei Wuxian, waving the black rabbit. The Jiang siblings exchange a glance with one another, before Jiang Yanli bursts into flustered giggles. "Who do you think?" she asks. Wei Wuxian runs through his options. "I really don't know," he says. Jiang Cheng makes a noise that sounds suspiciously like, "hopeless," before the taxi pulls away from the curb. Back at the hotel, the impending banquet settles heavily on his shoulders. After getting into his suit, Wei Wuxian has to hold still as Jiang Yanli combs the tangles out of his hair. "I'm definitely getting you a trim when you get back to Lotus Pier," she says, tugging at a particularly obstinate snarl of hair. Wei Wuxian yelps as his eyes smart from the pain. "Careful, Ali!" "Sorry," she smiles. "I can't believe Zixuan Gege shot Wen Chao in the hand like that. What possessed him to do something so stupid?" "Wen Chao had it coming," said Wei Wuxian. "I know, but..." Jiang Yanli trails off. "He's such a stupid boy." Wei Wuxian chuckles. "We all do stupid things." "For love," he doesn't add, but Jiang Yanli flushes nonetheless. He keeps an eye out for Lan Wangji at the banquet. For some reason, despite being the world champion this year, the other man is nowhere to be seen. Even Lan Xichun doesn't seem to know where his brother is, though he seems more concerned with the lack of a Guqin performance for the night. Wei Wuxian barely chokes out a piece on his flute before racing out of the room. The banquet is being held out on the hotel's terrace, a rooftop promontory sporting a pool and several gardens bursting with flowers and fountains. Wei Wuxian catches a flash of white by one of the fountains and immediately makes a beeline there, seeing Lan Wangji lying by a fountain basin, apparently passed out. There's an empty champagne flute next to him. Wei Wuxian can't help but laugh at the sight, as concerning as it really is. Did Lan Wangji really blow off the banquet to get drunk? And even worse, was he really so much of a lightweight that he could pass out from one flute of champagne? He reaches out, but jostling Lan Wangji's shoulder doesn't wake him at all. It only makes him cling harder to the stone basin. Wei Wuxian decides to carry him back to his room instead. Lan Wangji's room key is in his pocket, and Wei Wuxian remembers seeing him coming out of a room down the hall from his own the morning of the competition. So with that in mind, he tries to heave Lan Wangji up in his arms, just like Lan Wangji had done to him, but only finds his arms giving out from trying to carry someone with so much more muscle mass. "How the fuck are you so heavy?" grumbles Wei Wuxian, as he sets Lan Wangji back down against the basin. "Maybe I should get your brother to come move you." He turns to leave, but freezes when something tugs at his sleeve. When he looks back down, his heart skips a beat. Lan Wangji's eyes are open, and Wei Wuxian hates how soft and sweet they look, like pools of honey and amber as he continues to tug at Wei Wuxian's sleeve like a small child. "You awake?" Wei Wuxian asks, his voice more hoarse than intended. Lan Wangji nods. "You sober?" ventures Wei Wuxian. Lan Wangji shakes his head. At least he's a self-aware drunk. Wei Wuxian gestures towards the light pouring out of the open conference room door nearby, and laughter and music can be heard. "Well, it seems like you missed most of the banquet. Not that anything really important happened, though I imagine sober you would be disappointed to hear you did, since, you know, you won and it's tradition for the winners to show up to the banquet."
"Don't wanna,"
mumbles Lan Wangji. He grabs Wei Wuxian's hand and pulls him down to the basin with him. Wei Wuxian's stomach swoops along as Lan Wangji entwines their fingers.
It truly isn't fair how perfectly their hands slot together. How warm and soft Lan Wangji's skin feels. At this close range, Wei Wuxian can smell his sandalwood aftershave. "Okay, so you don't want to go to the banquet," he says, more to calm the anxious fluttering of his own traitorous heart. "What do you want to do then?" Lan Wangji ponders the question as sugary pop music pours into the garden from the conference room. He hums for a moment, the base of his earlobes flushing in the half-light, before abruptly springing to his feet and dragging Wei Wuxian up with him as well.
"Dance," says Lan Wangji.
"Oh, he really is drunk." "Dance?" echoes Wei Wuxian, smiling nonetheless. "Out here? What if someone sees? You'll lose so much face, Lan Zhan. No one will forget the great Han Guanjun making a drunken fool out of himself. Plus, you know Nie Huaisang will be live-streaming it, and the internet is forever."
"Dance,"
insists Lan Wangji, already starting to move with an eerily precise rendition of a waltz. Wei Wuxian has no choice but to follow, especially as Lan Wangji's hand comes around his waist. "I can't believe you really get like this from one glass of champagne," he says, as Lan Wangji steers them around the fountain in time with the music. He's not sure how the other cultivator does it. The music isn't even musically close to a waltz. "You're lucky I'm the only one who knows, because what if someone else tries to use it against you in the arena next time?" "Shh," says Lan Wangji, pressing a finger to Wei Wuxian's lips.
"Dance."
He pauses.
"Like you asked before."
"Like I..." begins Wei Wuxian, before he remembers their first banquet together. Heat creeps up along his collar. "Right, I did do that. You remember that?" Lan Wangji nods gravely. There's something unspoken hanging in the air between them, but Wei Wuxian doesn't know what it is, and wouldn't even know where to begin to try to figure it out. "Okay," says Wei Wuxian, more to assuage himself than anything else. The song ends, but Lan Wangji is still holding him, and he is drowning in the best way possible. "One more dance?"
"One more," says Lan Wangji. "Then one more. Then one more."
Wei Wuxian laughs. "Okay," he agrees. You are watching 50 WNC Banquet. BVTTLES. NHS doing the Lord's work. Bebarts underscore DLAD. Praying hands emoji times 3. Ni sawa. Disappointed that LWJ didn't show up, though. Sobbing emoji. Maybe not feeling well after those injuries in the arena? Jiang underscore Wayne. WWX disappeared real fast, too. Thinking emoji. Bebarts underscore DLAD. Thinking emoji times 3. Yasumito Daka. Where's he going? Oh my god, is that LWJ and WWX? BVTTLES. Oh my god! Wei Ying Love Club. Crying laughing emoji. Bebarts underscore DLAD. Crying laughing emoji times 3. Jiang Wayne. They're dancing in the garden. Oh my god, name a more iconic set of rivals. I'll wait. Nisawa. My crops are watered, my skin is clear, my family fed. Xuan Nieming Tui. Oh fuck! WWX touched the ribbon! Bebarts underscore DLAD. Scream emoji times 3! Jiang Wayne. Get wrecked, WWX! Yasumito Daka. Sobbing emoji. He just wanted to fix LWJ's ribbon. Nisawa. WWX got bitten by LWJ for our sins. Sigh emoji. Wei Ying Love Club. What's so special about it anyway? Seems a bit overkill. The Ebb Behemoth. Those ribbons are like his good luck charms. He's always wearing one. They're super personal, so I get him not wanting other people to touch it. Chloe, EMV. Every time it seems like they're making progress, something like this happens. R.I.P. WWX. When Wei Wuxian wakes for the third time in less than 24 hours, it's to the smell of coffee. Yawning widely, he slowly stretches himself out before sitting up, and then quickly realizes he doesn't recognize the room he's in. He's in a larger bed in a larger room, and neither Jiang Cheng nor Jiang Yan Li are anywhere to be found. Then he sees Lan Wangji sitting at the desk near the foot of the bed, idly sipping his own travel mug as he reads a book, and everything from last night comes flooding back to him. "Oh heavens, I'm so sorry," he groans, putting his face in his hands and rubbing at his eyes. Lan Wangji looks up from his book, raising an eyebrow. Wei Wuxian's heart skips a beat as he sees the reading glasses perched on Lan Wangji's nose. Another hint of humanity below the godlike exterior.
"I brought you a latte,"
Lan Wangji says simply, gesturing to the cup on the desk.
"A cultivator's delight from the Starbucks in Tiangshe Alley."
Wei Wuxian blinks, even as the cup is pressed into his hands. He takes a sip, savoring the bolt of spiritual energy that jolts through him. "You visited Tiangshe?" he asks.
"I wake at 5, says Lan Wangji. "It is currently 9. I saw fit to obtain breakfast during the period between these two times."
"How much do you remember from last night?" Wei Wuxian himself remembers dancing, remembers Lan Wangji's hand warm in his, remembers the spark of pain in his arm when he tried to adjust Lan Wangji's ribbon and got bitten for his trouble. The bite mark is still an angry red on his forearm, and Lan Wangji's gaze slips to it briefly before he looks away, the lobes of his ears flushing crimson.
"Not much," he admits. "But I do not think much happened either."
"No," agrees Wei Wuxian. Despite the bite, Lan Wangji had not wanted him to leave, so he'd ended up cuddling with him well into the night. He still remembers lying awake long after Lan Wangji had fallen back asleep, staring at the other cultivator in the moonlight, filtering through the window with quiet reverence and overwhelming guilt. "I think Nie Huaisang got our little disagreement recorded, though. I did warn you about him." Lan Wangji's hum somehow speaks volumes of the number of threats he'd be willing to place to ensure Nie Huaisang removed that video from the internet post-haste. Wei Wuxian laughs, taking another gulp of his latte before checking his phone. Of course it's blowing up with people clamoring to educate him on the sacredness of Lan Wangji's ribbon. He'd come to that same conclusion on his own after he got bit for his troubles.
"You have a train in 2 hours," says Lan Wangji suddenly, his brows furrowing. "Jiang Wenyin informed me as much this morning, and given your new persona non grata status in Qishan..."
He trails off, the corners of his mouth twitching slightly in amusement.
"I imagine you would not wish to miss this train."
"No," agrees Wei Wuxian, as he hops out of bed with his latte still in hand. Lan Wangji's heart lies elsewhere. He's overstayed in so many more ways than one. "I should go, then." Lan Wangji hums, solemnity coloring his expression as he nods his head.
"Until next competition,"
he agrees. Wei Wuxian's hand pauses on the doorknob. "Lan Chan," he says. Is the response. Wei Wuxian turns, but upon seeing Lan Wangji silhouetted against the morning light, any words that could have bubbled out of him just seconds ago freeze and shrivel in his mouth. He struggles. Lan Wangji's eyes are like topaz, his skin like opals, his hair like jet. Every inch of him is too precious, too untouchable for someone as uncouth and unrefined as Wei Wuxian. What could he possibly say? "I'm sorry about the ribbon," he mumbles. Lan Wangji blinks at him. "I touched it when you were drunk. I didn't realize it was special." Lan Wangji inclines his head, almost as if in forgiveness. Wei Wuxian smiles. See you next competition, he finishes, before stepping out of the room. What he doesn't see, as the hotel door closes behind him, is the look of undefinable pain on Lan Wangji's face.